Hello, this is Amy Ward Brimmer with Alexander Audio, and today my guest is Robert Rickover, an Alexander Technique teacher who teaches in Lincoln, Nebraska, and Toronto, Canada. Robert has been teaching for over 30 years, and today I'm going to talk to him about how his saga, his journey of Alexander Technique began. Welcome, Robert.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So, how did you begin taking Alexander lessons? What got you started with this?
Well, my route to the Alexander Technique was through an article in Toronto Life magazine back in the 70s about the only Alexander teacher in Canada at the time. And it was a very good article. I read it with interest. I put it away for a while, and then I came back to it and eventually started having. Went up for a lesson. Didn't really know what to make of the process, but experienced some immediate, and I mean within a day, things that happened that were clearly related to the work. I was fascinated, didn't really understand it, but went for lessons, read everything I could, and kind of got hooked. And eventually went to England for a 3-year training course.
Wow, so that's and it's a very intensive 3-year training program
Oh,
for
it was
teachers.
incredibly intense. Yeah, I mean, you were talking 5 days a week, 3 or 4 hours a day. And I was in London, and London at that time, and still is to a large extent, kind of the center of the Alexander world. And so I also went and had lessons with lots of other teachers, and I kind of maxed out on the technique when I was there, basically.
Took full advantage of the
Absolutely,
culture
yeah.
you're in. And so, what was it that made you really want to do that intensive process and become a teacher?
My original reason, to be quite honest, was I just wanted to get more Alexander work for myself. And I wasn't really thinking that far ahead in terms of teaching, but as I experienced the work more and more, and I could just see the incredible value of it, I started to think, well, of course I could be a teacher too. And that's what I did. I came back to Toronto in 1981, started teaching there, and immediately had, amazingly enough, lots of musicians as students. I was living near the Royal Conservatory there, and that was kind of my first client base, was very largely musicians and students of music. So.
And now you've expanded to Lincoln, Nebraska, which is a far cry from
It
Toronto.
is, yeah.
what kind of what sorts of people come to you now in addition to the musicians in Toronto? What kind of people take lessons with you?
Really everybody. I think most Alexander Technique teachers see people a lot with aches and pains. A lot of times, back pain is a trigger for taking lessons. But stiff shoulders, stiff necks, people who just feel they're and people who just feel they're not functioning as well as they might. And of course, still lots of performers, musicians, act. Actors, acting students, some dancers, a huge range of people.
And what can someone expect when they come to you for a lesson, maybe in their first lesson or two?
Well, I ask people to wear comfortable clothes that they can easily move around in. If they're a musician or have some activity that requires a piece of equipment that they want to work with, I ask them to bring that. I basically, I one of the first things I want to get new students to do is notice what they're doing. Most people don't think a lot about how they're using their body, their physical mechanism, as it were. And I want to wake people up to that. And because if they're going to be making changes in how they do that, it's a pretty good idea to know what they're what it is they want to change. And
Yes.
yeah, I mean, I think that's a good idea. But also, I'm of the school of thought that I think students for the most part, are capable of starting to make changes in that almost immediately. I hardly ever have a student who leaves after, goes home after their first lesson, who doesn't have at least one or two strategies that they can experiment with for changing how they function and for monitoring the effectiveness of that change. Now, they may distort it, and we'll have to go through it again in the next lesson, but I want people to start actually changing experimenting with changing themselves and seeing what happens.
So that's very empowering to be able to walk out the door after one lesson with a strategy to take home.
Yeah, I try to give them at least a couple, because I think the more strategies you have, the better. But at least one or two. And I also want to get students into the frame of mind that they can experiment and try things. Nothing terrible is going to happen if the experiment doesn't work. But some amazingly wonderful things can happen when it does. And you can that's how you learn about what works and what doesn't for you.
That's great. Is there anything else that you would like people to know about your work?
Not really. I guess just that you don't have to. It's really open to anyone of any age, any occupation. I've had teenagers come with their parents. I've had some people as old and well into their 80s come for lessons. There's no age barrier. If the ideas of the Alexander technique intrigue you and you want to explore it, you know, come for a lesson and you can take it from there. There's certainly no obligation to continue past the first lesson.
You've got nothing to lose but your tension, right?
Well, that's a nice way of putting it, yeah.
Well, thank you, Robert. That was very interesting.
Well, thank you.